The wheels lurched over, sprawled dead, but pained them not, though their bones crunched, their shut mouths made no foam. They lie there huddled, friend and foeman, man born of man and born of woman, and shells go crying over them from night till night and now. Earth has waited for them, all the time of their growth, fretting for their decay. Now she has them at last. In the strength of their strength, suspended, stopped and held. What fierce imaginings their dark souls lit! Earth, have they gone into you? Somewhere they must have gone, and flung on your hard back is their soul's sack, emptied of god-ancestral essences. Who hurled them out? Who hurled? None saw their spirit's shadow shake the grass, or stood aside for the half-used life to pass out of those doomed nostrils and the doomed mouth, when the swift iron-burning bee drained the wild honey of their youth. What of us who, flung on the shrieking pyre, walk, our usual thoughts untouched, our lucky limbs as on ichor fed, immortal seeming ever? Perhaps when the flames beat loud on us, a fear may choke in our veins, and the startled blood may stop. The air is loud with death. The dark air spurts with fire. The explosions ceaseless are. Timelessly now, some minutes past, these dead strode time with vigorous life, till the shrapnel called an end. But not to all. In bleeding pangs, some born on stretchers dreamed of home, dear things, war blotted from their hearts. Maniac earth, howling and flying, your bowel seared by the jagged fire, the iron love, the impetuous storm of savage love. Dark earth, dark heavens, swinging in chemic smoke, what dead are born when you kiss each soundless soul with lightning and thunder from your mind heart, which man's self dug and his blind fingers loosed.